Alaskans will continue developing technical skills like welding and dental therapy across the state with the signing of House Bill 141. On Tuesday in Bethel, local high school students surrounded Governor Bill Walker as he penned the legislation into law. At the YK Delta's Adult Workforce Development Center, Yutlet Navet. Governor Walker hands out about a dozen of the blue pens used to sign the bill to students from the Kuskokwim Learning Academy. The high school gives him a present in return.
Oh, thank you so much.
A purple and gold KLA t-shirt and water bottle.
Thank you.
Many of these students are already benefiting from this legislation and entering technical programs that meet job needs of local organizations. The bill reauthorizes the Technical Vocational Education Program for another 3 years, putting nearly $12 million towards technical job training. Over $1 million of that will go to Yutlet Navet in Bethel.
We do dental health aid therapy, nursing programs, commercial driver's license training.
Dennis Deshawn is Ute's executive director.
Welding training, construction, carpentry, electrical.
Ute is receiving plumbing. About 10% less funding than in past years. To cover the difference, the center is cutting cost. It has put out fuel services for bid and has been merging barge orders.
Are there going to be any less classes available or any staff positions affected?
Nope, we're trying not to have any effect in the end delivery service.
In fact, the center has twice as many students, about 350, signed up for technical training than ever before. Much of that is made possible by partner agencies, like the Lower Kuskokwim School District and the Association of Village Council Presidents, who recruit workers and sponsor trainings to fill their job needs, like mechanics. What Yutlet Navet provides to the YK Delta, the Norton Sound region receives from the Northwestern Alaska Career and Technical Center.
Also known as NACTEC in Nome.
Doug Walrath is the director. One of the most immediate impacts he's seen from the program is rising high school graduation rates. Less than a decade ago, that rate was about 30%.
As more and more students have gotten exposed to it, our graduation rates climbed into the 40, 50, 60, 70, as high as 84%.
The University of Alaska system receives most of the bill's funding. Mary Pete directs Bethel's Kuskokwim University campus. Part of the money will train CNAs, Certified Nurse Assistants, for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
We can't seem to produce enough CNAs for them. They get hired, and then some leave the region.
To work at other health centers or move on to nurse training programs. Representative Zach Fansler of Bethel sponsored the bill. It aligns with the Innovation Caucus that he co-chairs and helped found this session. To end the signing, Fansler, along with the governor, lieutenant governor, and multiple commissioners, after much prodding from teachers, joined the high school students in a Yupik moose hunting dance. It took four rounds, but they finally shot the moose, just as the season is beginning. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.